This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Obama wraps up his West Coast trip this afternoon. 3 days, a couple of policy speeches here and there, and five very big-ticket fundraisers. Super PACs, party committees, everybody is going to get a little cash out of this trip. We are now in the third federal election cycle of the Citizens United era, the 2010 Supreme Court case that said corporations can give just about as much money as they want to whomever they want. This past April, the Supreme Court decided another case, another big campaign finance case. It was called McCutcheon versus the Federal Election Commission, in which the justices overturned certain limits on how much money regular Americans can give to candidates and committees. There was some worry that the ruling would open the cash floodgates even farther, but so far, not really quite so much, as Marketplace's David Gura reports from Washington.
Gone are what are called aggregate limits on political donations.
The total amount an individual could give to candidates, parties, and other PACs.
Michael Kang teaches election law at Emory University. In the past, a donor could give a maximum of $74,600 to party committees every 2 years and $48,600 to federal candidates. A Republican donor named Sean McCutcheon challenged those, and the court's majority ruled they were unconstitutional. But Kang says, here's the thing.
The court striking down the aggregate limit probably won't affect that many givers going forward.
Because most Americans weren't already affected by them. Heather Gerken is a professor at Yale Law School.
There really weren't a lot of people bumping up against these aggregate limits. So in 2012, I think the number is roughly 650 people maxed out.
Meaning they gave as much as they could to candidates and committees, tens of thousands of dollars. During oral arguments, the justices debated a hypothetical. With no aggregate limits, a donor could, in theory, funnel millions of dollars to a single candidate through committees. Gerken says that's plausible, but she doesn't expect it'll happen too often.
If you have enough money to give $3.5 million in one check, you probably have enough money to fund your own super PAC.
Something many big donors have done. If you have your own super PAC, you have a lot more say over how your money's spent. So who has been affected most directly by the Supreme Court's decision? Lobbyists. Kelly Bingle is one of them. She's a big supporter of candidates who are Democrats.
I think as soon as the decision came out, every lobbyist in Washington, D.C. was looking at their checkbook thinking, oh my gosh, what does this mean for me?
A lobbyist's checkbook gets a lot of use. Part of her job, Bingle says, is to give money to politicians. She plans for it every year.
This was a part of my family's budget.
Bingle pays out of pocket to go to political fundraisers, and there are a lot of them.
We could spend breakfast, lunch, and dinner with folks, and so my personal preference is to have breakfast and dinner with my family.
Bingle estimates she gets around 100 solicitations a day, mostly by email. In the past, those aggregate limits the Supreme Court overturned gave her an easy out.
I mean, it used to be you could say, I'm sorry, I've hit the max. Now you have to say, I'm sorry, I just can't. I know there isn't a max, but I can't physically, you know, write any more checks.
In my case, it was actually true.
Kenneth Keyes did bump up against those caps many times. He runs the Federal Policy Group, a big lobbying firm headquartered in D.C., and he also worried about the effect of the McCutcheon decision.
I was going to get rid of my email address and delist my phone number.
Keyes has given hundreds of thousands of dollars to Republican candidates and Republican Party committees. Michael Kang at Emory Law School notes one limit is still in place, a cap on how much a donor can give to a single candidate. $2,600.
I think from the standpoint of campaign finance reformers, they feel they dodged a bullet here.
But Kang says it's something the justices could address in the future.
I don't think it's too sweeping to say that the court really is on a path toward something approaching total deregulation of campaign finance.
If that limit on individual donations were to disappear, that would affect many more Americans. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.